Verified proofs, fruit fly brains, and a medieval weapon breaking the sound barrier. Terence Tao, Fields Medal winner and one of the most productive mathematicians working today, announced Palomar, a registry for Lean verified mathematics, drawing 114 points and 19 comments. Lean is a proof assistant, a programming language in which mathematical proofs are written and formally verified by software, with every logical step checked rather than reviewed by fallible human experts. Several major mathematical results have had errors discovered years after peer-reviewed publication. Formal verification removes that entire category of risk. Tao's involvement signals that the formalization movement is reaching mainstream mathematics rather than remaining in its computer science origins. The Fly-Wire Connectome desktop pet generated 297 points and 110 comments, and may be the day's most charming piece of science communication. The Fly-Wire project mapped every neuron and synapse in the Drosophila melanogaster brain, a complete wiring diagram of a biological nervous system, landmark neuroscience by any measure. Someone then built a Mac OS desktop widget in which an animated 3D fruit fly walks around the screen, its movements driven by the actual neural circuit data from that connectome. The HN thread debated whether simulating connectivity without modeling electrochemical dynamics constitutes authentic behavior. The pragmatic camp argued that even a simplified simulation grounded in real biology is more meaningful than any previous artificial neural network architecture, and that making neuroscience tangible enough to play with has genuine pedagogical value. A study on children's lung development in London's ultra-low emission zone attracted 287 points and 227 comments, public health findings that arguably deserved wider mainstream coverage. Children living in areas covered by the ULEZ, where older high-polluting vehicles pay a daily charge to drive, showed measurably faster lung development recovery compared to control groups outside the zone. The effect sizes were reportedly large enough to surprise the researchers themselves. The mechanism is well established. Particulate matter from diesel combustion is a documented respiratory irritant, and developing lungs are more sensitive. But the speed of detectable improvement within roughly 3 years of the ULEZ significant 2023 expansion suggests a steeper dose-response relationship than some models predicted. The HN thread debated confounders, but the study design was considered to have controlled for the main alternatives reasonably well. The supersonic trebuchet landed at 126 points and 53 comments, and the description is as straightforward as it sounds. Researchers built a trebuchet and filmed it launching a projectile past Mach 1, approximately 343 meters per second at sea level. Trebuchets are counterweight-powered medieval siege weapons. Achieving supersonic velocity with one requires near-perfect energy transfer, since most designs lose significant energy to arm flex and sling dynamics. The HN thread examined the arm length to counterweight ratio, sling release angle, and projectile aerodynamics in detail, with several commenters noting this is a legitimate testbed for studying impulsive launch mechanics with applications in certain non-explosive aerospace projectile delivery problems. The stunt quality is undeniable. The physics apparently is real.